We've just started Direct Records, and the first thing was coming out on it, but the main aim of it is to develop a few other talents as well, isn't it?
It is. I think if you're getting cut also, not only us on Direct Tapes as it stands, you've got also a couple of other little bands. And
well, we was doing it. We've been doing a tape.
Explain it to the uninitiated.
That's not a good word there, Brian.
our new single is coming out on our own record label, you see.
Yeah.
And we've got an idea that we're going to get a few other bands.
We can develop a few bands that we personally like, and maybe knock off a few songs for them as well.
Mm. Well, we're saying that you've got a sort of sugar daddy, really, haven't you? You've got somebody who's been...
We've got a couple of sugar mice in your pocket as well.
Don't mention that benefactor.
Are you not a bit...
Cut that out.
Please.
Are you not a bit fortunate, compared with a lot of young bands, to actually have somebody that's prepared to put a bit of money in? Or
that's right.
Would you see it the other way around, the fact that you've worked hard to impress?
That's right, yeah. We've done our apprenticeship, mate.
Yeah.
We've done it.
He's the first person to step in 5 years and say, go ahead, lads, go and make a record.
I was going to introduce a band, actually, but I sort of sidetracked myself. So on my right, we have Gino Washington, I was going to say, but it's Gino Buckmaster.
Yeah.
Yes.
Hello.
Yes, you're studying...
Tea leaves,
yes. Reading the Beano. I'm trying to identify. Colin Swan is on my left.
That's right. That's right, yeah.
On your own.
Bass guitar, vocals, and a bit of guitar.
And Gino, you're the vocalist and the other guitarist, presumably.
All round good guy, yeah.
over in the other corner.
In the red.
The drummer, the Ringo Starr of the group.
Leave it out.
Ryan Grover.
Hello.
Go, Brian.
Hello.
How do you work?
I'm the drummer.
We feel that, you know, London's, people in London, they kind of sit back and say, you know, well, entertain me. Whereas,
amuse me.
That's it, yeah. And out in the sticks a bit, they warm to you, you know.
Mm.
It's a big thing.
The Hundred Club, but every week, and you still only get a handful of people there, and when they do come, they just sit there, you know.
Yeah, they're a very jaundiced audience, aren't they?
I think they've, you know, kind of seen it all, and I don't know, you know. I think the prices are a bit dear as well.
Most of the interest is, at the moment, is coming from Germany.
Western Europe.
Yeah. Yeah, all those areas. Dots on the map to us, of course.
Belgium.
Grand Britannia.
Yeah. Belgium, you name it, they've been interested in it.
In terms of the record sales.
In terms of the band, you know, I mean, that's the ones that you...
Yeah. We got a lot of write-ups.
Actually, we're off to Germany in June.
Really?
Mm. And July.
The Star Club and
all that stuff.
Right, so yeah, we're going to
Hamburg.
Austria, Italy,
Holland, Belgium. Yeah.
And who actually arranges all this? You must be extremely well managed.
We've got a man in Germany.
Yeah.
He
wrote crowds in Germany.
He rang us up and he said,
Mr. Bourne was a smashing fellow.
Yeah, come over, boys, that kind of thing. So, yeah, we're off there to sunny old Germany.
Princess Michael.
Don't he edit that one? But it's not one of these situations where people promise you the earth and throw it at you when you get there.
Well, we hope not, because it's a bit of a shady deal on the face of it, because we've been told that we've got to find our own airfare, and when we get over there, we'll be reimbursed. But you never know.
We won't end up sleeping in the back of an old cinema anyway. It's all laid on hotel and all that, you know.
Just have it up a bit, you know. We've got to live rough for 2 weeks.
If we get out there and there's nothing laid on, there'll be trouble.
My guests this week were going to be a band called Mai Tai, who are a sort of female singing group, three-piece singing group. We've got nearly the same sort of formation here. Two blokes. Two blokes, three women. Well, you know what I mean. There's three women nattering away in the background, so I suppose that's sort of makes up for it in some fashion, yeah. Doesn't it? But you'll have heard of them before, because they've been featured on the programme on more than one occasion, once when Colin had several giggling fits. Two of the members of the band, Direct Hits, who I keep saying are from Croydon, and they've never played in Croydon in their lives. Gino and Colin.
Hello.
Welcome.
Hello.
Hello there.
We've flown them all the way from Saskatchewan, but, at no expense whatsoever. I think Colin's drinking my tea. Or are you?
Got the wrong one there.
No, actually, that is mine.
No, that is.
Is it?
Yours, yeah.
No, come on.
You've done your bit already.
Yours is one with the parrots on the cup.
You don't taste sugar, do you?
I can taste the bit I left on the rim.
That's your lipstick, Colin.
You might be right. Right, the feature play choice, you've not done this before, so I'm going to just explain that it's not actually eventually down to us, it is actually the listener's choice that is rather more important, but I mean, it's up to us to sort of venture an opinion on each of these songs, and I know that you've got some fairly outspoken opinions on just about everything.
Particularly unit, yeah.
Especially Gino, I mean, yeah. That hat.
It's true, yeah.
It's so decadent.
Oh, thanks very much. Yeah.
All you say is it's a good thing you can't see it.
Well, that's true. But it's very male, actually.
Very, very male?
Yeah.
What, post? Post? Oh, male.
Male, as in thoughts of chairman.
Oh, male.
I thought you meant male, as in pin-up male.
Mm. No, no.
I thought it was more Bob Dylan.
Oh, it is a bit Bob Dylan. Speaking of which, did you see Bob Dylan on the old Live Aid thing?
I was too tired. I couldn't stay up anymore. I've been watching it all day.
Apparently Bob Dylan was too tired as well. He could barely keep awake.
Yeah.
It was really apparently one of the most appalling performances he's ever given.
Really?
I wish somebody would lend me the video.
Yeah, a lot of them
did
were.
Did you see The Who? God.
Did anybody see The Who?
Yeah.
The satellite broke down.
Just as well, probably, from the way they played.
Yeah.
We saw the bits that mattered.
We needed a satellite to see film from Wembley. I don't quite know. But
no, that was a bit strange, wasn't it?
It's probably always.
And when it came back, it was out of sync with the radio,
right, yeah.
Wasn't it?
Yeah. Yes.
I didn't know that.
In fact, most of it sounded as if it was performed in the sink. You just got back a while ago from Germany, didn't you?
Two weeks.
A wonderful time.
Did you?
In wonderful, rainy Germany. But it was great. We was treated like royalty the whole time we were there.
You were worried when we last spoke that you were actually going to be picked up from the airport. I mean.
Mm. Well, that was touch and go, but we eventually found our man. Mm. He was wearing a red rose and he's lapel,
but carrying a copy of Time Out.
That's right, yeah. But you know, that the German part of it was fantastic, but when we eventually got through to Italy, Italy we found a bit,
it was disappointing because everything was unorganized as they are anyway,
vis-a-vis getting tubes to gigs, you know.
Really?
You better travel to the gig on a tube. Yeah,
I hear that if you got into the gig at 9 o'clock initially, it cost you 6 zillion lira.
Yeah.
If you left it too long, it cost you another 7 zillion because they kept devaluing as the evening went on.
Well, they paid us at the end of the night. We had to have a suitcase to carry all the money, didn't
That's
we?
Right, yeah.
They paid us something like 50 million lira, you know, at the end of the night, in 1 lira notes.
But not before an argument.
Oh, it was one of those situations.
Yeah,
was it just one gig initially then? Or?
You're inside my family, you know.
It should have been two, but we got one cancelled. But it was all right. It wasn't the best of gigs. Wasn't the best of places.
The whole thing was the fact that I lost my voice twice while we were over there.
Yeah.
And I don't know what it was. I don't think it was the singing so much as the air.
Oh, that was a good part of the holiday.
Yeah. Some people would say that. Yeah.
But you eventually found it at the Lost Property Office.
Yeah, I lost it in Hamburg and found it in Berlin. So that was all right. I lost a shoe in Hamburg as well, but I did find that in Berlin.
And I lost some body mist deodorant. Midway, somewhere between Usby.
I'm sure Tony Bennett could write a fantastic song about this.
I lost my Head and Shoulders, my Mickey Mouse watch, I had to buy another one.
Yeah, that's right, they went missing. They were missing. Some Austrian has found that in the toilet up in the Alps there.
But really, I think that we played 9 out of 10 gigs. One was postponed. And I think probably only maybe 4, at stretch 5, were really suitable places for us to play, you know. Some of them were like kind of very trendy discotheques, which
we weren't really a part of.
No. Some of them
weren't expected to go down well in
the environments, really, because some parts of Germany are, you know, all very like King's Road-ish type people.
And they don't all wear kipper ties and flares.
No, it surprised us because we thought they did.
I saw one or two kipper ties.
I saw one or two kippers, but.
I saw one or two flared kippers.
Berlin was probably the apex of the whole thing, of the whole tour.
Yeah, that was the absolute apex.
Yeah, Berlin is something else. If you haven't been, go. It's great.
We'll move swiftly into the first record then. Kim Carnes, this is her new song. It's called Crazy in the Night. Sorry about the old 3-2-1. Got the records on tape this week for some strange reason that only Rona can explain. Kim Carnes, Crazy in the Night. and
what perfect editing, Nick.
Somewhat.
Now just a minute, I'm just craning my neck to see what he's written down there.
They're copying each other's notes. It's like being a
Bonnie Tyler. You've got the wrong woman there.
Like being in a school exam. It does sound a bit like Bonnie Tyler.
Yeah, I think she's outdoing Bonnie Tyler really there. You know, she's got that same old gravelly voice and same old gravelly song really.
Pretty gravelly all round.
No, it's I quite like that actually. I'm sure it's going to be a says here probably be a big hit. I think it probably will be.
Yeah, it's not the sort of record I thought I'd like very much, but
You know, it's, I'm not saying that I go a bomb on it. It's just the fact that I think it's the kind of thing that everybody likes these days, you know, and I can see it doing very well.
Well, I thought it was all right, apart from those Viking voices.
Yeah, yeah.
Those Nordic voices. Yeah, I must say that killed it stone dead for me.
Yeah.
But a great
that's reminiscent of Kim Wilde, actually, those kind of...
Yeah, but without the impact, without the sex.
That's right, yeah. Without the... Sorry?
Without the sex.
Oh, sex.
Is that probably you've got written down there?
Probably, yeah. That's how you spell it, isn't it?
Yeah, I would say in between the 30 and 40 mark, probably no higher than that.
What, as in quid?
As in
for a little bit on that, shall we?
As in quid for recording.
Yeah.
No, I can see that doing really well. But
I don't know, that Bonnie Tyler sound is a bit...
Passé?
A bit dated now.
Yeah.
I thought we were passé.
I thought the... It's, I think over a general thing, not just that record, but it's nice to see that guitars are making a comeback, you know?
Oh, yes, that's right. That's
right. Rather than your synthesizer.
Have guitars ever been away, though, for the Americans?
Yeah. Well, for Americans, I don't know. Yeah, that's a good point, but certainly in this country, they were kind of... everyone was, you know, reluctant to use them at one stage, I think, weren't they? It was all, you know... mechanised drums, mechanised keyboards, mechanised singing, and you know, but it's you know, it's making a renaissance.
I like that. Who is it?
The beginning bit. That was quite sweet, wasn't it? I like little additions. You've got one at the end of one of your songs, haven't you? Your new ones.
We're very keen on that. Yeah,
we are very keen on additions.
I think that's the one we're going to play later on. Actually,
we had a bit of humour. You know,
yeah,
we like that. Those bands are so, you know, morose.
We like a good joke.
Take themselves so seriously that you know.
Yeah.
Bit of humour here and there and go and miss.
That's right.
It doesn't sound like something I feel would break out of the Rodigan programme.
No.
So
listening to some words, I was trying to work out whether or not it was sexist or racist or what. Fight for your right.
I kind of thought it was feminist.
Yeah, I think it was definitely feminist, yeah. There was a bit in there about saying that my sisters, all that business, wasn't there? I think it was more feminist probably, you know.
Mm. Yeah, probably then.
I hope so. It reminds me of a time that we went through, and we was listening to that...
You went through a feminist phase, didn't you?
That's right. I remember a time we were outside Buckingham Palace fighting for our rights. No, we was listening to that Frontline LP.
Mm.
We used to listen to that. We used to go home and stick that on.
Yeah.
And that was much the same as that kind of stuff.
You've known each other from school, then?
Oh, yeah. Nursery school, this was.
We were smoking behind the bicycle sheds. I remember it well. No, we actually did go for the stage of listening to that kind of stuff quite a bit.
I was just wondering if good old Dennis Bovell had anything to do with that, because he's kind of top producer, reggae producer. Yeah. He used to go to school with him, didn't we?
That's right, yeah, he was at our school, yeah.
I'd heard he was a local boy, actually.
Dennis Bovell?
Mm. All the way from Spencer.
I think that was probably too... too lightweight for him.
Yeah.
He's more into the heavy dub sound, you know.
Yeah.
But I think he's had associations with that kind of lovers rock type.
I was just
going to
say, a friend of mine, the Mad Professor, over at Peckham, he's a big sort of lovers rock producer, and he churns out stuff like better than this every day of the week.
Yes, right.
Janet Kay's a bit of a name, but I don't think she'll cross over again.
It's
I just really can't see it.
Certain of them do better than others, because there are some really good artists around that. What's that fella's name? The jokey one.
Sugar Minot?
No, the jokey one. Yeah,
I can't
get my head now.
Yeah.
On the
isn't that annoying? Cockney Translator.
Yeah.
Smiley Culture.
I see. That was a great record.
I think
that was really great.
When she,
it's interesting to see what they're doodling, actually, because they're obviously very artistic, or is it autistic, people?
Autistic, yeah.
Gino's actually, he's drawn amongst other doodles. It's actually a Confederate flag, I believe you're drawing.
No, it's a Scottish. Is it? Except I've got a black pen, it can't be blue, so... But, going back to that record.
I was going
to know who that band was, Nick. I think
yeah, well,
really
I'll tell you at the end the name of the band.
Oh, you'll tell me at the end?
Yeah.
Okay.
Once the programme closes. One of the other doodles, I'm just getting back to doodles here, one of the other doodles that Gino is doing at the moment is a thing that looks like Bobby Ewing's pulse rate before he sort of, before he bleeped out at the end of the programme.
But he's dead.
That's actually a scythe, that one, isn't it?
Oh, it was going to be a guitar.
Purely visual, of course, all this.
Well, whatever it is, we'll join the lads again after this brief break.
This is George Benson, and it's the old Errol Garner classic. I just want to hang around you.
That's very good, actually.
I'm not a DJ one of these, though.
That sent a chill down my spine, actually.
Play Misty for me. Nick, play Misty for me.
I don't know.
Well, I quite like that. It was quite laid back and peaceful.
It was 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, that's
type
right.
Music, you know. Or
a good one to end on.
You know, Friday night at the disco, and
yeah, that's right.
You got your arms around some lovely girl, and
some
then
old floozy,
and then the wife comes home. You know,
it's the sort of song that leaves you quaking in your boots, isn't it? After sort of dancing to Madonna until about 1:45 in the morning, and then suddenly George Benson comes on, and you've got to pick a girl. You've got to get into the girl. You've got
which one? You know, that wallflower over there will do.
Do you go for the one that's going to offend you and say, no, I'm sorry, Sonny. Totally ruin your chances with everybody else. Or do you go for the ugly one who you know you've got a great chance with? Or do you go somewhere down the middle?
Yeah, right.
Well, very often you go down the middle somewhere.
A bit like George Benson. He goes really down the middle.
He
middle of the road all the way.
He used to be George Bad Benson when he played guitar and didn't sing, but now he's George Nice Benson. George, ever so nice, Benson.
No, well,
and,
you know, I don't like all that.
I've never been so fond of him since he split up with Hedges.
Yeah, right.
It's classic,
it rolls about your Royce, really, isn't it?
That's right, yes.
Mm. I don't know. What can you say about this type of...
this sort of lullaby?
This kind of... Yeah. It does, it sends you to sleep, doesn't it, really?
Well, it certainly made me want to yawn, but I think it's because it's late at night.
Well, it feels like it.
Yeah, I mean, what I mean is... I don't mean that, I mean, what I mean is...
I'm trying to persuade these guys to let me write a song with them, and we've decided to write a cowboy song called Ethiopia.
Get along with the doggies.
Yeah. Mm. Send your money along to Ethiopia.
Yeah,
Doris Day hit.
He tries desperately hard. You can hear the desperation in that song, really, can't you? You know.
Mm.
He's trying very hard to make it.
He's the guitar.
He's no monkey on the guitar. Where's the guitar?
Well, it's not on that particular record. He's no monkey on it, I'll tell you.
What actually lies in store for you? You've done this tour now. You've got an album coming up, haven't you? You've already had one album. Mm-hmm. One more coming up. Am I going to be on it?
Yeah.
Look, God, if you want to come and do a bit of hand clapping, you're quite welcome.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah. Okay. Why not? It's a pity, you know. Like I said, if you can play a brass instrument or something other than guitar, then come along by all means.
I can't really see him as a trumpet player.
No.
Somehow.
No. Haven't got the wind.
The pink oboe. But
sorry about that one.
No. What lies ahead for us?
What lies ahead? Oh. I thought you said there lies ahead.
Well, this lies with a Z, not...
What is it?
Over there, in a box.
Liza with a head.
Liza with a head. What lies ahead for the Diet Hits? Well, hopefully, Instant Stardom when the album comes out. But I can't see it very well, you know. It's we're going to be gigging and promoting this record when it comes out. It should be out by late September, October, or early November.
Or in the February, which is not sure of the year yet, which year.
No, but. No, right. But it's going to be a killer.
Yeah.
Because I think it's...
Killer, it's another Michael Jackson album.
You know, yeah, right, that's it. Killer! It's definitely...
I swear that song was called Dilla.
Yeah.
Because he does sing Dilla on it, there's no question about it. He's obviously a fan of Phyllis.
Yeah, right. Old Phil. Good old Phil.
We just wanted to get her on the album.
Well, if there's nothing else to report...
No, not really. What more can we say?
Not really, no. We're 3/4 of the way through the album. This particular track we done just the other day.
Half the presses.
Mm. And so it's a bit of a departure from what we've done before. It's more, it rocks along at a funny old pace, which is something we don't usually do.
Now for all those of you who are in the kitchen right now and ready to rock,
turn up your old grams and
saucepans out.
Treat your ears to this.
Yeah. That was a link.
Yeah. Direct Hits, Gino and Colin, thank you very much for coming along this afternoon.
Okay, Nick.
Thanks, Nick. Yeah.
Thanks very much.
Oh, afternoon, isn't it?
An absolute
delight.
I was going to say pleasure, but I won't.
No, they're over the top.
Oh, right. It'd be interesting to see what happens to these records.
Exactly,
actually.
Yeah. See if any of them get
in my ears.
No doubt, knowing how, like John Denver will be number one next week.
Madonna will flake out altogether.
We'll let you do the introduction to this one.
Put that band with no name gets somewhere.
Yes, yeah, they do, yes. Since we've done a lot of Clint Eastwood, the man with no name today.
I'm giving their a name.
Excellent, that's the Direct Hits, all the way from wherever it is they come from. Tooting, that's it. We thank them very much for being with us this afternoon. We'll be back after the break. We'll give you the telephone number to ring for the feature play choice. Good heavens. I'm hearing really strange noises. We'll be back after the break with something or other.